One of the hardest skills to learn in life is the ability to deal with things that are completely out of your control. It's one thing to be an achiever, a problem solver, to work really hard and get everything that you want by going after it, by becoming better, by developing yourself. But there's a whole nother side to personal development that most people never really sink their teeth into because it's much more uncomfortable to work on. And that can really be boiled down to the word acceptance. Your ability to be okay with what is, to not extend your suffering, your pain, because even though bad things are going to happen, the way that you experience them can be vastly different. For example, if you were to lose somebody that you really care about, you might say, well, we all grieve differently and we shouldn't really judge how we process loss, but there's a point to be made for that if you have a high level of acceptance, if you can come to terms with and be at peace with what is happening in your life and how life really works, then you are going to have a healthier grieving period. You're going to come out a lot stronger, more wholesome, more complete, and really, you also won't be holding on to any resistance instead of compartmentalizing, shoving it down, running to coping mechanisms. It's a completely different road, and it leads to a completely different end destination. And this is really easy to miss, to say, oh, well, I just kind of ended up where I am because this stuff happened in life, and here's how I reacted, and I guess that's just how it goes. But that's not how it goes. That's how you made it go, with your reaction, with your response to what happens. And it's important to take responsibility of that piece because it's all you really have. How easy it is to say something like, well, I get stressed when it's a really difficult situation or when something bad happens and I don't know what to say, I don't know how to respond, so I just shut down. Well, if you believe that and you buy into that and you don't work on your ability to become neutral, to really see things for what they are, to really bring it into acceptance, then you're going to struggle because you are making it even harder for yourself than it needs to be. Whether it's an injury that's keeping you from playing your favorite sport, or if there's a law in your country that keeps you from pursuing the kind of business model that you want, or no matter what difficult situation is happening and occurring in your life, remember that you get to choose how you respond. And when you start with true acceptance, when you really, really accept what's happening in front of you and how things are, then you really get your power back and your leverage, and you stop resisting and fighting yourself and fighting what's happening. And instead, you really can begin to problem solve for your response. Some people believe that everything happens for a reason, and others say, well, it is what it is, and they chalk it up to chance. But regardless of your perspective there, just ask yourself, is this how I want to feel? Is this how I want to process what's happening? Is this how I want to show up? The best version of you, you at your prime, you at your peak, how would you like to handle difficult situations in your life? How would you like to respond to things that are completely out of your control? Are you going to tense up and resist and get angry at the world and all the people and everything is wrong and the system is flawed and broken and corrupt? Everything's against you, the universe hates you, anything like that? Or do you choose to say, well, this is how things are unfolding. I can be okay with that. I can come to peace. I can accept this. And then I'm going to concentrate all the energy I have on something constructive instead of getting caught up in this chaos. Whether it's anger or anxiety or almost a depression that tries to take you over, ask yourself, what can I channel this into? What would be a better way for me to feel? And how would I like to feel in response to this? Accept the unchangeable, accept the thing that's out of your control, but then take total control and complete responsibility for the things that you have influence over. It's so important that you recognize and remember that your state of mind is one of your greatest assets. And if you give that up, you really have very little to work with. If you don't feel the way that you need to feel, it's going to be incredibly difficult to do what you need to do. It's going to feel like everything you're attempting is an uphill battle, is a struggle, not only against the challenge or the problem, but against yourself. And the more you resist, the more it persists. The more that you put up these blocks, the more angry or frustrated or depressed that you get, it's not going to make anything any better, ever. And you've probably already seen this. You have plenty of evidence throughout your life where you're getting more and more upset or more and more impatient, and it's not helping the problem to get solved any quicker. If anything, it's just slowing you down even more. Imagine you get stuck in quicksand. What are you going to do? Panic, get really upset, get really frustrated, and just make the situation even worse for yourself? Because now you're probably just going to be sinking deeper and deeper and deeper. However, if you stay calm, you know, if you take control of your breathing, if you become present, if you relax, the way that the situation plays out is vastly different. It's funny how gently kicking your legs back and forth and distributing your body weight correctly has a more positive impact than flailing around like a maniac and trying to get out desperately, quickly. Similarly so with all the challenges where you don't have total control in your life. Look at it like that. Try to really have a healthy perspective where you don't panic, you don't get frustrated and flustered. And if you do, recognize it and work on it. Process it, bring in that acceptance, and really come to terms with that there are some things where you are not fully in control, and that's okay. And if you want my personal support in improving your psychology even further, making you stronger mentally so that you can achieve every goal that you have in your life, but also process anything difficult that you're going through in a much more healthy way, then I invite you to jump over to eraphael.com. Over there, you can book a one-on-one call with me directly. We'll talk, see if it's a good fit. And if so, I could be coaching you every week, supporting you in your growth, helping you become the best version of yourself. Again, if you want to take advantage of that, just go book the call. The link is in the description, eraphael.com. As always, I hope that you enjoyed this one, and I will catch you on the next one.